For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hey, Conan, what are you doing over there?
You're right, Mr. Raybon. Hair growth products do come with side effects.
Conan, like what are you doing over there?
Let me finish reading, jack off. Like impotence, rectal leakage, and sometimes iron deficiency, but there are those willing to risk the chance to obtain a full head of hair.
Oh, Raybon, rectal leakage? What are you talking about? Give me that.
What the hell?
Wait, this is Retail Space by Raul Garcia, a book?
Yes, a book. What, don't think I can read?
I didn't say that.
All right, well, I can read it on your face. Nothing?
What's this book about?
It's a juxtaposition, tremendous word for Latino, of aliens in outer space to humans working in the retail industry.
What?
Let's put it like this. You ever work a customer service job?
Well, I've had to fill in helping out at Sapphire's. The staff was short, so.
Well, imagine if you had to live your life every day working for a retail store that was like the military, having to help rude customers, dealing with a manager that has it in for you because you're chatting up his girl, giving you all the shit jobs. Now imagine you and all the rest of those people were weird-looking aliens in outer space, and you should know about Martians in outer space because you actually threw that idea in WCW.
Right, this is interesting. I wonder what alien life is like.
You want to know more?
Well, you can't stop there. That's like giving a guy your finisher in a match and cutting the commercial break. Hey.
Give me that. Go get a copy of your own and don't ever take a book out of my hands again.
Well, I'll just get one of my own. Where'd you get it, Conan?
Yeah? Tell him where to find it, Joe. Boom.
With over 10-plus years of working in the retail industry, Raul Garcia puts his experiences and issues that he has with the retail industry in a humorous book that many can relate to. You can find Retail Space in either paperback or Kindle format on Amazon. Just go to the Amazon search bar and enter Retail Space, R-E-T-A-I-L-S-P-A-C-E, Retail Space by Raul Garcia. Check it out on Amazon now.
Well, a simple Amazon would have worked.
That is true, but if you want to get a good read, check out Raul Garcia's book, Retail Space. Boom.
Hey,
All right, Conan. So as we're recording this, the NFL season is getting ready to start in a couple minutes. I'm going to get the pen and paper out. This is Joe is on a phone call here. But we are going to do our NFL predictions to see if we're any good. And I don't think we've picked the Super Bowl winner since we've been doing this show, have we?
I did
we
one year.
Maybe we did.
No, I did one year. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. All right. That was so the year you lost a bet. Yeah.
I didn't pay?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's start the AFC East. Buffalo, Miami, New England, the Jets. Everybody's predicting Buffalo, but I think I see them in a dip because they lost Nyheim Hines when their third down back to ACL injury. He's supposed to be an integral part of the offense. The Jets have a really good defense this year, and I said since New England's been had a demise lately, I think the Jets are going to win this division. But I don't limp here. What do you think?
I don't know. You might be right because the Jets are definitely hungrier, you know, and the Bills, you know, their windows keep shrinking. But you know, they still have a strong offense with Josh Allen. The defense had the defense allowed the fewest yards per game since like 2 or 3 years ago. So they still got a really good defense. I think that the Jets obviously have a great defense, and they have a, you know. I'm going to go with that's a tough one, bro. Who do you got here? Buffalo or the Jets?
I got the Jets. I think Jets, Miami, and Buffalo are all in play, but Miami still get the – if Tua gets – because another concussion, they're done. So there's too much injury risk for that team. So I like the Jets.
Yeah, the only thing that the Jets have to worry about a little bit is their offensive line. And let's see how Aaron Rodgers, you know, because Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy that – you saw how he got in Green Bay. He was always fighting with the press there. You know, if he has a bad game and they get on him, how's he going to react? That remains to be seen.
They love him there. They love him.
I know they love him, but if he starts losing, they won't. Or he throws some interceptions, they won't. You know how New York is. That's what I'm saying. Right now, yeah, Hard Knocks. Everybody loves him. The players are bowing down to him. You see him at the U.S. Open. You know,
well,
I mean,
well,
you know, he's the toast of the town, as he should be. But what's going to happen, you know, you remember in Green Bay how his relationship was with the press when they questioned him or,
well,
you know what I'm
too.
Saying?
This is a complete change of scenery because, you know, the Midwest cow town like Green Bay, Wisconsin. Now you're going to the media capitals of the world, New York City, but you've been on Joe Rogan. You've been on you've been doing Jeopardy. You hosted Jeopardy and stuff like that. I think he's getting his foot in the door in New York. To kind of be like have a media career after football, but I think he's hungry this year to prove like, you know, okay, you know, my brand through, remember COVID, people were doubting him and stuff like that. You know, he's kind of like the thing. I think he's reinventing himself here, and I think he's hungry. So I like the Jets because I like the Jets because of their defense. That's why.
So I definitely got to throw my Dolphins in there because if Tua stays healthy. You know, it doesn't help that fucking Jalen Ramsey's out with a fucked up knee. But, you know, Tyreek Hill and Waddle are a handful. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to put the Dolphins. I don't know if you knew this. They had the most completions of 50 or more yards last year, Glenn, just so you know that this guy's slinging it out there. I'm going to pick the Dolphins as a wild card team. Put that down for sure.
Because of Buffalo.
And Miami. Yeah. And I think I'm going more with the hyperbole than what my mind thinks, but I'm going to go with the Jets, but I really do think the Bills are going to win it again.
Next is the AFC North. As long as Joe Burrow is still the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm just going to continue to take Cincinnati to win that division. So I'm Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Baltimore. Those are all three decent quarterbacks in the division, but I'm still going with Joe Burrow.
Well, we're hoping that calf strain that sidelined him, you know, isn't going to, you know, hit him in the regular season. You know who I'm really liking a lot? Kenny Pickett over at Pittsburgh. Doesn't mean they're going to win. I'm just saying they're probably the worst team in the division. I think the Ravens got a lot to prove. I think that, you know, they want to prove Lamar can take
it
to the...
I know, but you got to pick a winner.
Okay. I'm trying to think which one it would be because I kind of like Baltimore since they got Beckham and Zay, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
Yes. Tennessee, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Houston. I'm bucking the trend here. I think Tennessee has a resurgence this year. And I'm not confident that Jacksonville having one good year in the past, like however many years, can have two in a row. So I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans in that division, especially since you got two of the worst teams in the league are going to be in that division too, with Houston and Tennessee. There's a lot of historical data that rookie quarterbacks combined with rookie coaches is like a recipe for disaster the first season. So Tennessee and Houston are going to be also Rams, Indianapolis and Houston are going to be also Rams here. Jacksonville and Tennessee are going to fight for the division. I think because Jacksonville has the tougher schedule because they had the better record last year, I think it's going to favor Tennessee. I like Tennessee in this division.
What do you think about Detroit?
That's not in this division. It's Tennessee, Colts, Jacksonville, and Texans. That's the NFC.
Which one are we talking about?
AFC South.
Oh, the South.
Yes.
My bad. I'm sorry. Who are you picking here? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Well, they got a great head coach, right? My problem is Derrick Henry, is he going to be able to stay healthy? Seems to have a problem staying healthy. I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Trevor Lawrence is just getting better every year, and they really picked up some really good people. I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Next division is a no-brainer. You got Kansas City, Denver, Raiders, and Chargers. Raiders are crowding off on the wrong foot because Chandler Jones is having mental health problems before the season starts. This is Kansas City. This is Pat Mahomes' world. We're just living in it. So Kansas City's going to win that division.
Right. And not only that, you forgot to mention the coach. That's a great coach. And,
right, of course.
Right. Yeah. And I think they led the league last
Kansas
year
City
in offense.
That, right?
Huh?
Being Kansas City.
I got Kansas City.
Okay, we need two more.
Let me pick this. Let me pick my Chargers as the wild card team.
Okay, so you got two wild cards so far, Miami and the Chargers.
Right.
Okay.
Right. In the AFC.
You need one more, right? I'm assuming you maybe probably pick Buffalo or Baltimore, probably.
I'm going to pick as the other wild card.
Yeah.
Baltimore or Buffalo. I'm going to go with Buffalo if the Jets win. If not, I'll pick Jets as a wild card.
All right. My wild cards are going to be, I'm going to take the, I'm going to take Buffalo. I'm going to take Baltimore.
Right.
And I'm going to go outside the box. And I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow, really?
Because they've never had a losing season. And I'm just like, okay.
Isn't that incredible?
And they got closest to as bad as they've been last year by just going like 8-8-1 or something like that. So I'm just thinking like all they got to do is improve one. They're better this year than they were last year. If they improve one or two games, 10-7, you're a wild card team. So I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'm not down on the Chargers like everybody else is. I think Kellen Moore might not be as good as everybody thinks he is. All right, so let's go to the NFC. Yeah. I'm gonna hit
Justin. How about Justin Herbert? He's got more yards than anybody in the history of football in the first 3 years.
He's changing coordinators, so I'm not down with that. So
okay.
Tony.
What up?
Can you believe we've had 7 months without an NFL game?
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. Well, good thing that's over because NFL is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't-miss offer for week one. This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you just bet $5 on any NFL game. That's ridiculous. So DraftKings is hooking up everyone with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. So download the app now and use code K100 to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly for just betting $5. That's code K100 only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting sports partner of the NFL. And the crown is yours. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 1-888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resorts in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. ccdkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming sources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility deposit restrictions apply. DraftKings is back, and I'm ready. I'm all in on it. Bro, it's an incredible betting app. It's got tons of options. I mean, it's awesome.
If you're into sports gambling, if you're into the NFL returning and all that, and you want to grab some bonus bucks from DraftKings, download the DraftKings Sportsbook right now and use the code K100 to sign up, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets instantly as long as you bet $5 or more.
And the great thing is you can bet right now on baseball. You know, we got college football and pro football coming up. Check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code K100. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So let's go to the NFC. I'm going to hit you with a surprise here right off the bat. I think the Dallas Cowboys win the NFC East over the Philadelphia Eagles. I think a regression is coming for the Eagles this year. I don't see the Giants or Washington competing for that division, but I like the Cowboys again. Their defense is going to be awesome this year.
Bro, their defense is ridiculous. They got somebody to be with Diggs. They got Gilmore, right? And they got a true deep threat. They got fucking Brandon Cooks for Dak, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Parsons, who's fucking ridiculous, right? But I hate Dallas too much. Like they're like my New York Yankees of football. So I can never pick them. So I'm going to have to go with Philadelphia.
All right. Next division is the NFC North, the Bears, Lions, Packers, and Vikings. Very interesting division. Everybody likes Detroit, Minnesota. Justin Fields has potential to be an MVP type player. But I'm going outside the box here again. I like the Green Bay Packers to win this division because I just think that I don't think that coach gets enough credit. I think he's an excellent coach. I just like that roster. I think they got an easier schedule this year. Minnesota was very – like if you look at the metrics last year, like Minnesota was like the lucky –
name me the teams in that division again. Disco, I'm sorry.
Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota. Like I don't like Detroit because I think they're starting off with a loss at Kansas City, right? And I don't know. Green Bay's got some injuries against Chicago this week, but I think they've owned Chicago even with Aaron Rodgers. He owned Chicago. Jordan Love looked good in training camp, and Minnesota was statistically one of the luckiest. Like if you look at the metrics, like the amount of points they won games by, like they should have had like three more losses than they should.
Bro, they got rid of Dalvin Cook, they got rid of Thielen, they got rid of Smith, they got rid of a lot of people that were a big part of the team. Yeah, Jefferson's still there, but he's not enough. I don't know. I kind of like the Lions because the coach reminds me a lot of what's this guy's name? Deion Sanders. He talks me into liking them, you know? He's very likable, and the players really want to play for him. They almost made the playoffs last year, you know? Right. That guy, Brown, bro, he's kind of blossomed into one of the NFL's best receivers. He's only been in 2 or 3 years, you know? And even though the running backs are gone, Swift –
yeah,
and
they got two guys that might be better than the ones
they
had.
Right, Montgomery, right, and the rookie Gibbs. Yeah.
All right. So next one we've got the Falcons, Saints, Buccaneers, and Panthers. Right off the Carolina Panthers and the Buccaneers, they got no quarterback. The Saints are supposed to be good defense and it's supposed to be really good offense, but I'm just liking the fact that the Falcons were improved last year. They're one of the best teams in the league against the point spread, And their defense is vastly improved, and they got arguably what the favorite to win the Rookie of the Year this year in Bijan Robinson. I think the Georgia Dome is going to get a little exciting this year to be a tough place to play. I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons to win that division.
Well, the problem with that division is everybody's got, you know, young quarterbacks. You guys got
Ritter. New Orleans has Carr, but he's
how
never
many,
like
okay,
a
except
division
for Carr,
winner guy.
Except, right? Except, yeah, except right. for Carr, okay. Right. But Ritter, how many games did he play last year? Five?
Not many. Not
okay.
Yeah.
Bryce Young's first game, you know, Tampa Bay's got a new quarterback, you know, Baker Mayfield replacing Brady, right? And then you got Derek Carr in a whole new situation, right?
Right.
But I'm a big fan of Bijan Robinson. I saw him in college, and I was like, this guy's going to be a beast. Bro, he was averaging over, I don't know how many it was exactly, but he was averaging over 5 yards a carry in Texas, you know? And which is kind of funny because what's your other running back's name? Algier?
He was good too. And so Cordell Patterson.
He had like over 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
But how much must of Atlanta like Robinson that they picked him in the first round?
Yeah. Eighth pick in the draft.
I really think you guys are going to be a run heavy offense, which is really going to help, you know, Ryder ease into his role.
We shall see.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go. This is more of a buddy thing. I'm going to ride with Atlanta this year, see how they do.
Next to me is a no-brainer. San Fran, Seattle, Arizona, the Rams. Arizona's tanking, like, intentionally. They had no quarterback. They cut their starting quarterback.
I know. Did you see who their quarterback is?
Yeah, Dobbs, yeah.
Come on.
And I got the Rams are going to be completely regressed. So Seattle might run at the Niners, but they don't have the talent to upend them for the division. Brock Purdy's back. I like San Francisco. I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, yeah. The Rams lost two men. They lost Jalen Ramsey. They lost. Didn't they lose Cup? Yeah.
Well, he's hurt, but he should be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So you got him hurt, your best offensive player. I mean, it's 100% the 49ers. I mean, Purdy's got a, you know, he had a really good rookie year. Let's see how he does now. But, bro, they just signed Bosa. Did you see that?
All right. So you got San Francisco, too. Yeah. You got Bosa.
Right.
Okay, so you got San Francisco too. So we need our wild cards.
Right.
My three wild cards are going to be I'm going to take Philadelphia, of course, because they're not, you know, Pro Football Focus is the best roster in the NFL. I'm going to go outside the box here. I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks, okay, because they have an easy division. They got a lot. You know, that's the thing with San Fran and Seattle. They should have four automatic wins on their schedule, having to play the Rams and Arizona twice. I think that helps because all these other divisions are kind of a tough go. And I'm going to because I think that NFC Central, those teams are going to be beating up on each other. I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints just because, like, the Falcons division and the NFC West have two teams that these teams should go 4-0 against. And the other divisions, I don't see, you know, you can't point to those their interdivisional games and say you're going to have four automatic wins. So Philadelphia, Seattle, New Orleans are going to be my wild cards.
Philadelphia, Seattle, New Orleans. Okay, my wild card, I should have Dallas in there, but my hate for them won't allow me to. I'm going to go outside of the box and I'm going to pick Detroit. I got two left, right? Disco?
Yeah.
I'm kind of rooting for Carr, bro. So I'm going to go New Orleans. Wow. I'll revisit the last one mid-season. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Kansas City over Dallas.
Okay. Okay, that could happen. I got Kansas City and the 49ers.
Over 49ers. All right, so Kansas City over Dallas for Conan. For Kansas City over 49ers for Conan, Kansas City over Dallas for me. That's been our NFL preview for the 2023 season.
Hope you enjoyed it. You got any questions, send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.